The Urbanist is brought to you in association with the Department of Culture and Tourism, Abu Dhabi. Saadiyat Cultural District, Abu Dhabi, is a beacon of hope and inspiration. A catalyst to spark growth and collaboration with museums and experiences, where art and science and nature and technology coexist.
The belief of Abu Dhabi that culture is the backbone of our society.
Stay tuned for a special episode of the show, in which you can hear His Excellency Mohammed Khalifa Al Mubarak explain exactly why and how Saadiyat Cultural District Abu Dhabi is the perfect place to collaborate, create and innovate. Saadiyat Cultural District Abu Dhabi, proud partner of The Urbanist on Monocle Radio.
Bordeaux is a name synonymous with wine, as one of France's most famous regions for viticulture. But the city of Bordeaux's popularity has never quite matched the levels of fame that the region's red wines enjoy. So how does a wine centre keep its tourists in town? You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, Amy Vandenberg explores how a museum brought visitors to Bordeaux back from the vines and into the city.
Bordeaux sits in a bend in the Garonne River, not far from the southwest coast of France. The crescent-shaped arc of the city's geography has given it the name Port of the Moon, and since the 12th century, the location has been a buzzing trade center, especially, as we know, for wine. Despite its rich history and name fame, Bordeaux has historically lacked the charm and vitality of other French cities and towns. This all changed in 2016 when the Cité des Vins Museum opened to the public. The flowing shape of the building itself was an impressive contrast to the city's uniform architecture. And as a world-class wine museum, it stands as a proud success story of urban revitalization. The fertile Bordeaux region has been producing wine since Roman times, thanks to its humidity and calcium-rich soil. The rivers Garonne and Dordogne, which split from each other just north of the city, cut through the rolling landscape and irrigate the soil, enriching the valley before the Garonne arm flows sleepily past Bordeaux. As a result, the area became known as the wine capital of the world, producing some of the most expensive wines, with millions of people visiting the city and surrounding vineyards each year. Yet the city of Bordeaux remained culturally disconnected to the wine-producing region for which it's so well known. At the end of the 20th century, it had become a drab counterpart to the rolling hills and grand chateau around it. In 1996, the new mayor and former prime minister, Alain Juppé, launched a regeneration project to modernize the city and attract more tourism. Where empty warehouses once stood, Juppé placed fountains. Paths appeared next to the river where dilapidated docks used to be. He encouraged businesses to open and added a new tram system. But one project that stands out is the eventual creation of the Cité des Vins. The museum opened to the public in 2016 after 3 years of construction. Today it stands on the banks of the Garonne River as a graceful, curved form of glass, wood, and aluminum, which are all used in the art of winemaking. Parisian architects Anouk Legendre and Nicolas Desmarzières of XTU Agency said they wanted the center to embody the soul of wine and designed the building to appear like wine swirling in a glass.
I am Céline Jaboulet. I am the director for marketing and communications in Cité du Vin. There was this analogy to have a building who could become emblematic in the city, something unusual. You like it or you don't like it, but it doesn't let you indifferent. You need to have an opinion with the building.
The design is a thing to behold. Ribbons of gold silkscreen printed paneling sparkle in the sun like a Bordeaux Sauve Blanc on a summer's day. And the main tower encompasses 10 stories, including an observation tower with 360-degree views of the city. The interior is also made up of smooth, liquid edges, each room flowing into the next. When it came to the museum's content, the challenge was clear: how to educate and excite visitors about wine without serving it to them. Cleverly, the center itself doesn't just promote wine, it promotes wine culture and heritage, and its focus is global.
both to be a cultural venue and a touristic venue, so that Bordeaux would attract tourists from France and from all around the world, but also a place for inhabitants, so that they could find cultural events, but also restaurants, shops. So the idea was to make it both for local people and for tourists.
As a result, it attracts wine lovers and families alike. Through workshops, interactive sections, and multimedia, the Cité de Vin explores the question of why humans have gone to such extreme efforts to produce this beverage. A full tour takes about 2 hours, and each visit ends with a glass of wine on the viewing platform. The Cité de Vin was a success. Tourism in the city has increased, and last year Bordeaux was named the European Capital of Smart Tourism 2022 by the EU.
All these people, well, they book hotels, they go to the restaurants, and they do other activities in Bordeaux and in the regions as well. And this is good, obviously, for the city, for the region, and it's good also specifically for the district where Cité de Vin was built.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written by Amy Vandenberg and produced and edited by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.